Hare Krishna. Question from Raj Parikshit Prabhu. How is it in that chanting, when it is such a simple activity, we just have to move our lips, why do we feel often so lazy about it that we don't feel like chanting at all? Answer: chanting is simple, but it is not easy. There is a tremendous amount of effort required to keep doing the same activity again and again, wherein although we are repeating the same sound, it is actually requiring an application of effort to keep doing this. We are repeating the same sound and we are trying to concentrate. So the process is easy, but process is not the process is simple, but it is not necessarily easy, in the sense that it has to be done consistently and repeatedly. So as far as laziness is concerned, firstly, there are 2-3 different things in this. Firstly, that there are different kinds of engagements which different people are inclined to, and based on their inclinations, certain things they will be attracted to and certain things they will be lethargic about. Certain things they will be enthusiastic about, certain things they will be lethargic about. So, for example, a person who is in the mode of, ignorance, or rather, let's not put say in the mode of ignorance, a person who has more of an inclination for physical activity, then naturally the person will be much more inclined towards physical activity, and sitting down in one place for a long time will be difficult for such a person. Now, is that necessarily a deficiency? No, we don't have to get into that zone of bothering that there is deficiency or not. The important point is yena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshayat. So the important point is that we find out how we can fix the mind on Krishna. And sometimes if we find ourselves being very lethargic, you know, there is no use just blaming or condemning ourselves, thinking I'm so fallen that I don't have taste. Yes, the acharyas have expressed that sentiment, but after expressing that sentiment, they have continued devotional service, depending on the mercy of Krishna more. So, if on the other hand, if we are not able to chant, and or we find ourselves becoming too lethargic about chanting, and we start blaming ourselves, why don't I have taste for chanting? Now, that sort of blaming ourselves, the end result of that is our Krishna connection is interrupted. So, we shouldn't reduce the process of bhakti to chanting, and we shouldn't think that because I am not able to chant, I am a good for nothing devotee. Humility is one thing, but letting humility translate into discouragement in bhakti is actually not humility. Letting our notions of humility translate, if our conceptions of humility are translating into discouragement in bhakti, then that is undesirable. So, okay, if I am not able to chant, just like the Ganga keeps flowing towards the ocean, Kunti Maharani says that Matir Matu Pate Sukrit Atimudvata Dadha, that let my consciousness flow towards you. So we have to find out how can we keep our consciousness going towards Krishna. So yes, we need determination, we need willpower, and even if the mind is wandering, we have to bring the mind back. But at the same time, if we are getting very distracted, it may be advisable to take a break for a few minutes. If the mind is wandering too much, take a break for a few minutes, do some other activity. Maybe we can, if we like to recite verses, recite a few verses, read something about the holy name. It is not necessary, especially if we are in a temple setting and we are chanting and there is a collective inspiration to chant all rounds together, that is good. But if there is too much agitation of the mind, then just running the beads through, it's not that just by chanting 16 rounds in one go without concentration is going to help us. Yes, it is good. We are exercising our willpower. We are forcing the mind to submit to a disciplinary routine. All that is good. But at the end of it all, the point is we have to fix the mind on Krishna. It is not that we simply want to increase our willpower. It is not that simply that we want to control the mind. We want to control the mind. We want to increase the willpower so that we become more Krishna conscious. So, sometimes if the mind becomes very lethargic, then to kickstart it back into action, we can do some other activities. So sometimes just taking a small break and for a few minutes reciting some verses or singing some kirtan tune or just looking at some deity picture and praying to the deities. All these are various ways in which we can activate the mind. And in that way, once the mind is activated, then we'll be able to chant better. So this should not, unless this, it's not advisable that if the, every time you start feeling inattentive or lethargic about chanting, you start doing this, then practically after every round, we may want a break, or after half a round, we may want a break. That is not good. We need to have some amount of determination to pursue in chanting. But there are times when chanting seems like to be hitting the head against the wall. We are not able to connect with Krishna at all. We are not able to concentrate at all. So at that time, rather than getting into a blaming or a moping mode, we try to see how, what else can I do? We have to know that it's a war. And in a war, the point is not to stick to a particular strategy. The point is to win the war. You know, if we go into a war with a sword and we find that the enemy is shooting by arrows, then before our sword can reach the enemy whose arrows would have reached and killed us. So then even a person who is good at fighting swords may have and has planned to attack fight with swords may have to change strategy and use arrows to fight. So the point is that bhakti shouldn't be reduced to chanting. Although chanting is the most important limb of bhakti, but there are 9 limbs of bhakti. And we shouldn't think that because I can't chant constantly, therefore I am a good-for-nothing devotee. No, even if I can't chant constantly, the point is, how can I stay Krishna conscious? Okay, I can read, I can memorize verses, I can hear classes, I can do other services. And sometimes some devotees who try to chant constantly, they are chanting, they may be chanting constantly, but now, chanting constantly should not be divorced from the overall development of a devotee disposition, of a devotee's attitude. Or these people, sometimes devotees chant constantly, but they're chanting constantly and they're very inattentive and irresponsible in doing their other services. They say, I'm chanting constantly and somebody's talking with them and they're distracted because they're chanting. Somebody tells them some service and they forget the service and they say, I'm chanting. No, then it's chanting should be an expression of our heart's commitment to Krishna. And that heart's commitment to Krishna is also expressed through doing other services. So the point is, if we reduce bhakti to chanting alone, then, and if we are not able to chant, we are unnecessarily getting ourselves discouraged and making our bhakti, and our spiritual life unnecessarily difficult. So the more we commit ourselves to Krishna, the more our heart becomes committed to Krishna, organically, because of that, there will be constant chanting that will result. So I'll summarize this answer in 3 points. First is that we definitely, when we feel lethargic, we have to push ourselves. And it's not that first time we start feeling lethargic, we give up chanting. We have to push ourselves and keep chanting. And gradually, as Krishna says, that what tastes like poison in the beginning will taste like nectar eventually. So we will get the taste. But sometimes when the mind's obstacles are so much that we are just not breaking through, we are not able to chant, then better to stimulate ourselves by doing some other activity and then use that stimulation from that other activity, the energy generated from that, to chant. Don't go in, there's no use to go into a zone of feeling guilty or feeling disheartened. But somehow or the other, keep moving onwards towards Krishna. And yes, chanting constantly is good if we can do it. But again, there is no need to rid ourselves with guilt and discouragement if you are not able to chant constantly. Better that we find out how we can serve Krishna as much as possible. And rather than considering chanting alone as bhakti, we should know that bhakti essentially means the commitment of the heart to Krishna. And that commitment is expressed through various activities, through the development of a responsible service attitude, through doing whatever we can to connect ourselves with Krishna. And as our heart becomes committed to Krishna, then constant chanting or increased chanting will also result. So we see Srila Prabhupada's own life. Yes, he would chant. He would chant quite a lot. But then it was not that he was constantly chanting. If his goal was only to chant constantly, then he could well have stayed in Vrindavan. And he never had to go to America. He went to America and traveled all over the world. And it was, yes, he was there also, he was inspiring people to chant, but he was inspiring people to chant by speaking philosophy and teaching them the philosophical rationale for chanting. So there is no need to reduce bhakti to chanting, but rather we understand that trying to practice bhakti and connect ourselves with Krishna is a war, and by Krishna's mercy and the Vaishnava's mercy, we have been given many weapons and many strategies to fight in this war. So if one particular weapon or one particular strategy doesn't work, it's not that we are defeated in the war. We try some other weapon, some other strategy, and we keep fighting so that our consciousness keeps moving towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.